The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you so much for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you get the Devil Radio app. You can find it in your iOS App Store, Google App Store, and of course follow us on the socials at Devil Radio on Twitter and the Devil's Advocates on Facebook.
Dominic, I've been joined by a fine dance partner here in the Broadcast Bunker 2.0. He's crazy. Well, e-bike Fred Astaire Mattioli.
Danced in a summer wind.
Are you a dancer? Lenny, you seem like a dancer.
It depends how many martinis I have. I get pretty good at two or three.
What song inspires you to dance?
Summer Wind isn't bad. I just heard of it. Just now. I've heard of it, of course, my whole long, boring life. But Summer Wind is great. And let me think of, you know what? Don't laugh, everybody. Some might. A polka makes you want to dance. You just kind of skip around. You hold that gal around the waist. It's lots and lots of fun. It's the kind of fun we need to do more of.
Salsa music makes me shake my ass a little bit. But if I am going to dance, all you got to do, if you're the DJ,
yeah,
Brick House.
Jack Brick House?
The Commodores, Brick House.
Oh,
she's a Brick House.
Yes. I'm sorry. Baseball on my mind.
What a garden. Only happy faces.
There's some polka, man.
He's poking right along. Lenny, it's a gorgeous day outside.
Are we
beautiful.
Still on the air?
Oh. Yeah, we're still on the air.
I was just polking.
Dreams of dancing the night away. Lenny, it's hot and sweaty outside, man. And I was thinking to myself,
you got to be wimpy to think it's hot outside.
This well, is beautiful. It's a little bit hot.
We've waited all winter. Come
right.
on. You know what? I didn't have an air conditioner in any domicile I was in until I was 26 years old. Never mind the car and all of that.
Yeah, but they weren't invented back then, were they?
They weren't. Although at certain movie theaters, they'd have blocks of ice with a fan blowing over the top of them. So you'd always want to sit near the ice.
Were those talkies, Flynn?
Talkies. Oh, yeah. They weren't. They were
talking
movies.
Pictures?
They were like radio. Radio is like voice without a picture, and then you went to pictures without a voice. It was very interesting.
Seems like. Lenny, the only point I was trying to make, man, is, you know, I try to go out for a bike ride on a hot-ass day like today, and I sweat too much.
Yeah. You want me to
I don't like the glow.
Bikes.
You know,
you
I got a powder
me
my
to
nose.
Talk about bike sales. You know what? You were talking about terrorism when I came in. Now, all of a sudden, you ignore the biggest threat of terrorism to your listeners, and that's the preponderance, the overbuying of commercials on your station. I mean, people are going to be going mad. It's sort of like a hacker. You know, he gets into your head. He makes you so crazy. That's my ads.
You know what, Lenny, I recommended before you brought that up that you not associate your brand with terrorism on the radio, sir. That might not be a winning marketing strategy.
Just saying.
It's okay. You know what I mean? It's not bad. It's Woody Allen-esque. You know, sort of a Woody Allen thing.
You know, he doesn't have the same luster he used to.
Well, he's also older than I am. Who knows where I'll be when I'm 84 or whatever
age. Hopefully not married to your teenage daughter.
That is not only a program. That is a 13-week expose. Come on, buy an e-bike. You know what? When you ride an e-bike, and if you insist it's a warm day, it's like riding a regular bicycle with an air conditioner, because you don't have to work hard and stand up on the pedals and get your heart rate and your pulse rate up. You just kind of cruise along at what I call the sweet spot, where you're just kind of spinning the pedals between, say, 50 and 60 turns of the pedal a minute. The breeze blowing
at you. Seems like a lot of pedaling. Could we do like 20 to 30 turns of the pedal per minute?
Well, if you want to go
slowly. Yeah, if you walk the bike.
I want to go a little faster so I get a little more breeze.
I'm going to need some power
assist. Jump on those terrorists chasing me down the street.
You know, I want to talk e-bikes.
The Libyans!
Back to the future. How'd they find me?
So, Lenny, how is business, man?
It's been good.
Good.
The weather change has really helped us. And, you know, after arguing with freight lines and customs officers and tariffs and the factories overseas, I finally have some bikes in. I'll tell you, it's not only the joy of getting some bikes so we continue to improve our selection. It's just the sense of carrying the ball over the goal line, but actually have a truckload of bikes show up. We're so anxious to show them and sell them. Come on in.
So, Lenny, that's awesome. Whenever you see the big truck coming down the road, you got to get a little eagerness.
I do.
Hoping that's your truckload.
Eagerness? I fall on my knees and pray. Stop here.
Crazy Lenny from Crazy Lenny's E-Bikes. Hey, I do have a question for you, man.
What's up, Dominic?
And I do love the bikes. How about the resale? How do they hold their value? If someone wants to maybe do something, you know, they got their first bike and now they understand it. They've ridden a little bit, but they know there's some other ones out there. If they want to turn around and sell it or you know, trade it out, how good do they hold their value for the consumers?
Yeah, pretty well. I would say categorically as a percentage of the purchase price, probably better than a regular bike, a non-battery assisted bike. The thing about used bikes and trades, all the mystery is out of it. Assuming that your bike is working, you know, and it's fairly well kept up, it doesn't have to be pristine, but nicely maintained. You can always find out what your bike is worth. Just go on eBay. Someone will have one that they're selling, and that one bike for sale sort of sets the price. So when folks come in, well, I've owned my bike now for a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years. I'd like to go up in power and range and so forth. What is the value in trade? You go on eBay, we'll find your bike, and it'll be worth that in trade.
Lenny will be rolling out a used e-bike lot any day now. Lenny, last dumb question. We're almost out of time.
What's up?
Why are you terrorizing the audience here? Why are you advertising on Devil Radio?
Well, you know what? They're going to think that's a setup, and it's not. We advertise because you have listeners that have this loyalty. They come in and say, oh, geez, we heard you on Devil's Radio. Oh, man, we enjoyed hearing it. I heard I loved that comment and so forth. And that means, when you're as greedy as Crazy Lenny's e-bikes is, you buy more commercials and more come in and more commercials.
You know, I was thinking of starting a cult. You could be my co-cult leader. He's Crazy Lenny, e-bike selling, cult leading. Matty Oli, have a great weekend. Len, sell some bikes.
Hey, everybody, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Lenny.
So what? So let's dance.
Dance off, bro. Me and you.